Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional.
My friends, if you are not aware, I have a coaching membership app. Oh my God. It's probably one of the most exciting things I've ever created because I really had a vision of democratizing my work, getting my meditations and my workshops and my coaching lessons all inside the comfort of your pocket. It's like having me on speed dial. It's the coolest thing. And so if you've loved this work and you're enjoying this podcast and you want to get more Gabby, definitely try this out. Try out 7 days free of the Gabby Coaching Membership. Inside, you will get all the access to my weekly coaching, over 200 of my best meditations and manifesting practices, all access to my quarterly challenges, journal prompts, on-demand access to my best motivational talks. There's a Get Gabby section, so it can just be like this little button you press and you get a 2-minute exercise when you're feeling anxious or you can't sleep or you need a miracle. I'm just there for you on demand whenever you need support. I want to give you right now 7 days free, and the 7-day free trial is like a jump start. It's going to kick you into high gear, offer you the opportunity to get a great sense of the support inside this app and the membership, the coaching you get every week, the access you get to me at all times inside your beautiful phone. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm excited to be with you wherever you go. And you can just head over to deargabby.com/app to try this for free. Let me be your spiritual coach. All inside the Gabby Coaching Membership app. Try 7 days of the app for free at deargabby.com/app. It's like a jumpstart, the 7-day jumpstart inside the Gabby Coaching app. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back. Welcome back to Dear Gabby, my friends. It is officially February. And needless to say, I'm getting a lot of questions on the topic about relationships. It is time to talk about relationships, people. And I have been writing about relationships. I have been teaching the beautiful principles of how to have healthy, whole, loving relationships for 2 decades now. I have lived the practice in my own marriage, in my own friendships, in my work relationships. I am proud to say I've got a lot to share. And I believe that the key to having a successful relationship is developing a lot of self-love and compassion for ourselves. And that's why today's show is very important. Often our first reaction when we get triggered in a relationship is to blame others or to shame others. But really what's happening when we get that reactive energy is that we are reflecting back at others a hidden part of our own shadow, something within ourselves that we need to heal, something in ourselves that we want to show up for. And so today I have a mashup on relationships for you. This is some of the best conversations I have had with leaders in the field of personal development, relationships, and connections. And there's a conversation I had with Lewis Howes a while back, my beautiful friend, the School of Greatness, an amazing author, speaker, you know who he is, about relationships. I wanted to share it with you today because I think it's going to really drive home for you around this Valentine's Day season. And then a beautiful conversation around boundaries and relationships with my sister, Nancy Levin, my beautiful friend, Nancy Levin. These conversations are pretty important at this time, and I think they're going to really serve you and support you. If you're interested in more support, you can head over to my 7-day free trial of the Gabby Coaching membership app. And in the membership app, you can find a lot of support in relationships, forgiveness meditations, relationship meditations, meditations for cutting the cords with those relationships that are really freaking you out, and all the personal development work that we need to really serve our souls so that we can have greater connections in our life. So head over to deargabby.com/app to get 7 days free of the Gabby Coaching membership app and lots of content inside of their meditations, workshops, get Gabby's, so much inside, weekly coaching. Go enjoy. deargabby.com/app. Enjoy the episode. I'm going to put my Dear Gabby hat on to go big with relationships. So before we start, Josh, I just want to brag a bit about my relationship expertise. Listen, I've done a lot of work on myself, as we all know, listening to me here on this show or reading any of my books or being part of my app. You guys know that I've done a lot of work on myself. And I really pride myself in the changes that I've made in myself. And as a result of those personal changes, I've experienced dramatic changes in my relationships. So I'm going to go out of the gate saying this. If you want to heal your relationships, you have to heal yourself because you are the point of attraction. You are manifesting at all times the perfect spiritual assignments for your personal growth and well-being. And so if you got a lot of relationships in your life that are pissing you off, you got a lot to look at. Just say thank you. Thank you, difficult relationships, for revealing to me what it is that I still need to heal. And I look at all my relationships that way. I'll look at it from the perspective of what part of me is activated in this relationship. And instead of pointing the finger outward, listen, everybody's got their own stuff. Everybody's got their own parts. Everybody's got their own drama. So instead of pointing the finger at somebody else, because that's the quickest thing we want to do, we want to blame and shame others so that we don't have to recognize what we have to heal within. And so instead of doing that, maybe I'll do it for 5 minutes. And then I look inward and I'm like, what part of me is activated right now? What is happening inside of me that is making it difficult to really show up for this relationship, but most importantly, show up for myself, right? So as we open up this conversation, I want you to take a deep breath, everybody listening, Josh, and take a deep breath. He's doing it. And just acknowledge that relationships are spiritual assignments for personal growth and radical development. And when we accept that fully and completely, we can start to show up for ourselves. And as a result, our relationships will heal. But the healing begins with us. Now, of course, couples therapy, couples work. And of course, we expect our friends and partners to be healthy people in our life. But the thing that's so cool is that you don't have to really change anyone. You just have to change you, because as you get healthier and stronger and more resilient and more self-aware, the people that used to trigger you, one, stop triggering you because you're in a healthier place. They also are no longer a match for your vibration. We are picking up what we are putting out. So if we're super codependent, we're going to consistently attract relationships that are probably pretty hard to nail down, right? We're going to attract what we need to heal. If we're someone who's a real people pleaser, we're going to attract somebody who's really needy. And so we might sit around being like, I'm so pissed off that this person's so needy and they can't do anything for themselves. Well, look at your side of the street. What is it that you're bringing to the table in that relationship? Are you trying to be that people pleaser? And are you finding all your value in being a people pleaser? So start to take a moment before we even begin to just settle in with noticing the things and the relationships and the situations in those relationships that activate you, that trigger the shit out of you. So Josh, I know you have a question teed up and ready. So what have you got for me?
The question is, how do I deal with my partner's avoidant attachment when I have an anxious attachment style?
I love this question. Okay, so a while back, we did a whole episode on attachment styles, which you can go back and listen to. If you're hearing this language and this is new to you, your attachment style is your relationship style. It's how you show up in relationships. There's the anxious attachment style. There's the avoidant attachment style. And there's the secure attachment style. Secure are those folks that are super confident in relationships. Anxious are the ones that are clinging for dear life, like, stick around, don't leave me. And the avoidant attachment style is the one where they do not want that neediness or that clinginess and they run for the hills. So this person, typically this happens where an anxiously attached person finds their way into an avoidant attachment style relationship. So they've got the avoidant attached person in the relationship with the anxious attached person, and it creates a lot of chaos. So if you're the person who's in that anxious state, what I would really recommend is that you do whatever you can to help yourself feel safe. Because what you're longing for most in your avoidant attached partner is a sense of safety. And for you, safety means that the partner sticks around. Safety means I'm not complete without that person. The work really about being in relationship to anyone when you're anxiously attached is to access safety from within yourself. Because when you start to garner that sense of safety, you feel less reliant on others to be your savior. So that safety can come in through a community, like a yoga community, or if you happen to be in any kind of 12-step recovery, or it can come through in a spiritual community. That safety can come through in your meditation. That safety can come through when you read a book like Happy Days. That safety can come through when you do something like the relationship challenge with me. You can get a greater sense of safety with the lessons that I'll teach you. So the reason I bring up the word safety is that if you don't heal the parts of yourself that are so anxious and so afraid, then all attachment styles are going to trigger you, particularly the avoidant attachment style. I also want you to just smile and just thank the avoidant attached boyfriend for being the perfect spiritual assignment for you. Because when you attach to your opposite and you are triggered in all ways and you feel super uncomfortable, that's often your opportunity. That's your moment to let that discomfort reveal to you what it is that you need to heal. I'm revealing it to you now, telling you there's a lack of safety in your system. And it's a time now to let the discomfort of that relationship be the catalyst for what can be your greatest change. I genuinely believe that all relationships are assignments. And when we show up for them, we have growth opportunities. When we show up for those assignments, we can learn, we can grow, we can become new. But when we avoid those assignments, we wind up attracting the same partner over and over again, just in a different body. We wind up feeling as though we're a hamster in a wheel because we haven't shown up for the discomfort. We ignore it. We push past it. We go to addictive patterns. We stay stuck in the wrong relationships. But when you show up for yourself in the midst of that discomfort, that's when you can change your energy, change your belief systems about yourself. And that's the only way to change your relationships.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one?
Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day.
So what makes a life a good one?
In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I like to pamper myself a little bit. I think we talk about that a lot here. Self-care is a ritual for me. And I have a really hardcore downtime routine at night. I do all these crazy rituals at night. And one of the crazier ones, not crazy, it just looks crazy when my husband comes into bed, is my Bond Charge red light mask. I sometimes put it on even when my kid is kind of getting himself ready for sleep because he thinks I look like a robot or something. It's so cool. It's this red light mask that is so relaxing. It repairs my skin. It smooths out those fine lines and wrinkles. And it's really helpful with healing many wounds or scars and very effective treatment for migraines, great for collagen. It's just really also a way I like to meditate. So if I have this red light mask on, it's helping my skin and it's also helping me relax. And I put it on for 10 to 20 minutes, typically right before I go to bed, just to relax and just feel that calm. And I am getting my downtime routine on and I'm healing my skin at the same time. The red light mask uses near infrared and red light, and this boosts collagen and elastin production. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I've tried all the other brands and this is it. This is the product that really has changed my skin. Go to bondcharge.com/Gabby and use coupon code Gabby to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/Gabby and use coupon code Gabby to save 15%. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes all we need to get going in the right direction is one small shift in our perspective. Or somebody to listen to us, somebody to guide us to create that subtle shift. That is where therapy comes in, my friends. Therapy's there for us to help us move through difficult moments, create subtle changes, change the neural pathways in our brain. We have an opportunity, all of us, to open our hearts to more support, and that's where BetterHelp can come in. I'm an open book about my therapy, and I'm really, really here to just scream from the rooftops. I really believe it is a service that you can give yourself. With BetterHelp, you get all the support that you're looking for. The question I get asked most is, Gabby, where do I even begin to find a good therapist? And that's why I love BetterHelp. You can easily connect with a licensed therapist, and you'll just be right on your own way, all by filling out a brief questionnaire, and BetterHelp will match you with a therapist that's right for you. The odd chance that you don't connect with them, you can actually switch therapists at any time for no charge, no additional charge at all. And with BetterHelp therapy, it's convenient, flexible, affordable, entirely online, and you have the option of doing your sessions on the phone, video call, and you can fit it into your schedule, which is so important. So celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit betterhelp.com/DearGabby today and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/DearGabby. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DearGabby. Next is a conversation I had with my friend Lewis Howes, and I thought it was so important to share this really beautiful and moving example of how inner healing is so crucial to having an authentic relationship with others.
I literally felt like there was a ball of pain in my heart and chest for a period of time.
Yeah.
And then one day I don't know how else to explain it. It felt like something unlocked in that pain center. And it just felt like it was kind of moving throughout my body, but it was like just trickling and disintegrating. And then I was like, huh, the pain literally in a moment went away. Now it took 5 months of intensive training and integration for me to feel it go away. But it was literally a moment when it happened and it didn't come back.
What do you think it was in that 5 months that allowed you to get to that moment?
I think it was I had a lot of emotional support with my coach/therapist. I changed something in my life for the first time that I'd never done before. And that was, I stopped abandoning myself. And for many, many years in relationships, I would abandon myself to please someone else's emotions and feelings. And I would change who I was. I would change my most authentic self to make someone else feel more comfortable or make someone happier or whatever it might be that they wanted. And the thing that I did is I loved being single because I felt peace. When I get into relationships, I wouldn't feel peace.
Yep.
And I realized that it wasn't the other people, you know, nothing wrong with the people I was choosing, but it just wasn't in full alignment of my highest self and my vision. And so I was too afraid to have someone not like me or love me or accept me. That was my biggest fear, was not being accepted by someone that, you know, I had chosen to be in a relationship with. And therefore I wanted to, you know, make sure they always were happy and make sure they felt good and make sure they felt comfortable and all these things. But I would do that at the expense of my authentic self, my values, my vision, what I felt like my mission in life was at that time. And then I was the one that was suffering in the end when I would do that. So again, there was never anyone else's responsibility but my own. I just didn't have the tools. I didn't have the wisdom. I didn't have the integration of how to implement that and sit with the uncomfortable feelings of someone I care about or I'm in a relationship with upset with me about essentially my identity, about who I am as a human being. And again, I just chose poorly based on a wound, based out of insecurity, based on a familiarity of what I was comfortable with, as opposed to being 100% courageous in who I am and communicating my values courageously, knowing that it's not for everyone and being okay if someone doesn't want to be with me. And I think that was the lesson that I learned with Martha, where I was just like, okay, I'm going to essentially be alone for the rest of my life and be completely happy with that, or be 100% authentic to who my values are, to who I am as my vision, and align with someone who fully accepts me in that space. Otherwise, what am I doing if I have to constantly change and adapt and shift to and walk on eggshells to make someone accept and love me? That means they don't accept and love me. So one of the things I said to Martha when I, after about 3 months of dating, before we became like exclusively committed, we were hanging out a lot. And I did a few things differently in the dating phase that I'd never done before. But one of them was, I was so honest about everything from my past and everything about my dreams for my future. And I was just like, I'm not going to hold back anything. And I think I thought I would scare her away by just being truthful. But she was like, wow, it's really refreshing. And I was like, are you sure you accept someone who's this driven and who's got on a mission to help people and who has people around them all the time and, you know, living this lifestyle? Are you sure you want to accept someone? And she was like, yeah, that's the person I've always been looking for. So I think it's just making sure that we're in alignment with the relationships in our career, our business partnerships, our intimate partners.
I love this story from my friend Nancy Levin so much. She was a self-proclaimed people pleaser. I'm sure you identify, maybe, people out there identifying as people pleasers. And in this funny and ultimately enlightening story, she learned how to create boundaries for herself in order to have that strong relationship that she really desired to have with others. My experience of this beautiful woman here, Nancy Levin, is that when I first was introduced to Nancy, I was introduced to her in a very different form. She was the head event producer for Hay House. She was a firecracker. She still is, but in a different way. If you asked Nancy for something, you knew that it was done yesterday. Her mantra was, I already did that. You always felt very held, very taken care of, very loved, very nurtured. But deep down, she wasn't caring for, loving, and nurturing herself.
We all missed the old Nancy caring for us.
I tried a little tonight.
She tried. And finally I was like, Nancy, sit down. Stop doing things. And it's still in her and she will always care for us. But now what's best is that she's caring for the world and that she's able to bring her gift to life. So I want to begin at the beginning. Yeah. Nancy tells a story and it was funny for me to read it having been on the other side of this story. And this story of really being boundaryless. Nancy said to me backstage, if I couldn't have done that job if I wasn't as boundaryless as I was. This story of Nancy with Wayne Dyer, and I'm going to let you tell the story because it's a beautiful story. I'm reading it and I'm visualizing it because I was probably there. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it brought a lot of sadness to me because it was remembering this part of you that as strong and powerful as you were, now seeing you in this really profound strength, I can recognize what it means to have come this far. So I'd love to hear where you were and what happened and where you are now.
So, you know, I was someone at that time really driven by external validation. And so I was chasing all the gold stars. And what happens when we chase the gold stars is no amount of gold stars will ever be enough to fill the void that is inside of us. So everything that we're seeking externally needs to be resolved internally first. But there's this hunger, there's this chasing, there's this really what I would say is it's about putting your worthiness in someone else's wagon. So letting someone else be the determiner of your value and your worth. And my job as the event director at Hay House gave me a lot of gold stars, gave me a lot of accolades, gave me a lot of attention in that way. And so what it really becomes is like an addiction. It becomes chasing the high. And so, you know, like you said, the motto was, you know, I already did that, you know, exactly. So on this one particular event, I was on tour with Wayne Dyer and we had done an event in Atlanta on a Saturday afternoon. And then the whole entourage, my team and his kids were with us. We did the event. We flew to Detroit, got to Detroit that evening, and we were preparing to do another event in Detroit on Sunday. And we had dinner. We all checked into our rooms. Everything was going fine. And then around 10 o'clock at night, Wayne called me and said, I don't know where my briefcase is. And he wasn't blaming me, but he also was really insistent and emphatic that he absolutely needed that briefcase in order to go on stage tomorrow. And he's like, all my notes are in there for my talk, all my notes for my next book. You know, there was some money in there. There were all these things in there that he needed, and he absolutely needed it. And he was in a little bit of a panic, quite frankly. And so he said, we have to find this briefcase, first of all, and we have to figure out how I'm going to get it. So again, 10 o'clock Saturday night, I'm in Detroit. The briefcase is somewhere else. I'm convinced that it's in the back of the van we took to the airport in Atlanta. So I call the van company and they said, well, that van's not going to get back here till midnight. So midnight rolls around. And in the meantime, I'm on the phone with my travel agent who's on the West Coast. And we're trying to scheme about the way we're going to get the briefcase to Detroit once I even find it. And I call back at midnight. They go out, they come back and they tell me the briefcase is not in the van. And I said, you know, I just know it is. It's black, it's dark. I bet it went all the way from the front seat to all the way in the back seat. I know it's in the van. So I hold on again and they come back to me. And sure enough, lo and behold, the briefcase was in the back of the van. So now I say, can you have someone fly it here? And they said, no, since 9/11, you're not allowed to fly someone else's stuff. And I said, okay, let me figure out what's happening, but at least we know where the briefcase is. And somewhere in the middle of the night, I had let Wayne know, like, I'll figure it out. I'll find it. Go to bed, get some rest. And I was on the phone again with the travel agent. No one's going to be able to get it here. No FedEx, no air cargo, like no freight. Like there's just no, I'm getting a no. I'm getting the no for the answer. But I won't take no for an answer because I deliver. So at 4 a.m, I find myself on the way to the airport. And in the back of the taxi, I find myself booking myself a ticket. And there was only first class round ticket. And I thought, well, Reed Tracy, the president of Hay House, won't mind that I book myself a round trip first class ticket because that's all there was. And I book the ticket and I get to, I fly to Atlanta. The guy meets me in baggage claim. I grab the briefcase. I go back through security. And of course, because I just landed in Atlanta, they have to, you know, do the whole pat down and they've got a, they're very suspicious. Why am I turning right around and flying back? And I'm on the plane now getting ready to fly back. And I called Wayne and I said, Wayne, I have got your briefcase. And he said, Nancy, where are you? I said, that is not important. He said, did you do something crazy? And I said, I will see you at the venue. So this was also the first time I'd given up sort of any control of my job. And I'd let Molly, who now has my job, I gave her all the information of how to actually do my job for that event in the event I didn't get there. And right as I was pulling up in the taxi with the briefcase, Wayne is pulling up in his limo. And there are like thousands of people. I'm not joking. There's thousands of people around him. And he gets out of the car and I walk toward him to hand him his briefcase. And he looks at me and he's like, that? I don't need that. And he was pulling my leg.
Oh my God.
And so what did I do? I flipped off the father of motivation.
Well, what would Boundary Nancy do today?
Right. See, this is the big difference. Because
what would Boundary Nancy do today?
Yeah, Boundary Nancy wouldn't be doing it for the accolades and the approval and the validation. If I was to do something like that again, it would be coming from a very different place. Mm-hmm. And I would quite frankly say that that who I am now would have said no.
Who you are now would have either said no or said, oh, I'm just booking first class. Right?
Right. Right. Exactly.
Right. Right.
Yes. It's about the undercurrent motivation. Of the motivation.
Right.
What's having me to make this action?
Right. Correct.
Because it wasn't purely out of service to Wayne.
No.
It was out of this undercurrent of I want to feel valued.
So my friends, keep this episode in mind when you feel triggered by someone. And remember that the solution lies within, not without. Because that's how we begin to empower ourselves, by seeing our part in our relationships, taking care of our side of the street, recognizing that pointing the finger at others isn't the answer, but looking inward to create that change will heal not only our connection to ourselves, but our relationships with others. And if you want more support, more guidance, always head over the 7-day free trial of the Gabby Coaching Membership app. Go to deargabby.com/app for more guidance, for hundreds of meditations, workshops, lectures, weekly coaching, and so much more. Just head over to deargabby.com/app. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.